各位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. 你可以看得到。很快哈，又一个礼拜了，对不对？大家回去有练习着用话头吗
？Very fast, another week passed, and when you go home, did you use 话头？
为什么要这么问呢？就是听了之后呢，你回去练习的一个礼拜，然后呢，你有问题呢，可以提出来问。好，所以大家可能都来听一听这样。我们讲这一门禅修的法门呢，最主要是希望听了之后呢，那你们能够回去试着练习，好，因为这是师父承接的法脉的其中一个。
So why I'm asking you this question? Because after I introduced this method of chan practice, I want you to go home to practice and a week later so you can bring your question to ask. So and Hua Tou method is one of the lineage of Shi Fu has.
好，今天感觉好像有上次看过的，然后也有没看过的。OK， 好，所以我们今天要进入这个参话头前的准备还有认知。那参话头需要有什么样子的认知呢？师父说呢，参话头的时候呢，如果你的脑子里面呢出现任何的答案，这个都是什么？对，这都是自己的妄想哈，因为是自己给自己答案哈。所以呢，师父说参话头的时候呢，如果呢你的脑子里面呢、内心里面呢有成千上万个答案呢，都是什么？都是妄念，然后都不是正确的答案。好，
so,
所以呢。
So look among the audience and some of the face and I seen from last week and some of the new face. So today we're going to talk about understanding and preparation of a Hua Tou practice. So and what is the preparation and understanding? So when you are engaging in investing Hua Tou, any answer and manifest and coming out of your mind is all erroneous. It's your own wandering thoughts. So there may be tens and thousands of thoughts and they are all wandering thoughts. They are not the correct answer.
所以呢有点跑掉，好，所以呢，话头呢，它不是呢自己问自己，就是你在修话头的时候，它不是自己问自己哈，而是呢你要问这一句话，就是什么是无，你要问这个这一句话头，然后要这一句话头呢给你答案。
So when you are practicing Hua Tou method, it's not yourself asking yourself this question. And you actually is asking this Hua Tou phrase and for the answer. And so you want this phrase of Hua Tou give you answer.
所以呢是要那一句话头给你答案，而不是呢你自己给你自己答案。哦，这才是正确参话头的方式。
So the correct way is to ask the Hua Tou, that phrase of Hua Tou, to give you answer. And then it's not asking yourself to give you the answer.
所以呢参话头呢不是自己给这一句话头答案，而是呢要这一句话头呢给你答案。
So investigating Hua Tou is not to give a Hua Tou the answer from yourself. You asking the Hua Tou, and during the asking, and Hua Tou will give you the answer. Question.
When you say asking the Hua Tou, what asking the Hua Tou is a Hua Tou, right? personifying the Watteau itself. You're giving the way the English works. It's like the Watteau is some entity or being. You're asking it to give you something. Now, I'm not sure, is that really what you're supposed to be doing? I mean, if you just repeat the question over and over again, with no concern whatsoever for who or what would answer the question, the minute you think the question, something or someone somewhere out there has the answer that I'm looking for, you set it into a dualistic kind of situation, and I think this may be just a hi. I think that the problem may just be one of the English language, and that but when you say asking the Watteau, right? It's like there's a thing here, the Watteau. It's not. And how do you expect it to talk back to you? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? It's a very strange kind of idea. I'm not sure I understand it.
他的意思就是说，问话头的时候，好像话头是一个东西，然后你问，一直问话头，话头就会给你答案。
师父说呢，这个答案出现都是你自己的心念给你自己的答案，都不是。
So, 话头 merely is a method. So you asking this 话头 is a process, it's a formality to ask. So engage yourself to asking the 话头. So, and during the asking process, and the 话头, the answer actually will come out. So it seems like the 话头 give you answer, but in the process, so it's you engaging this method to ask the 话头. So, but 话头 is a meaningless phrase. So you asking this 话头. Yes, 他说你问这个话头好像是你问这个东西是个好像是那个二元一样的，说我有一个人在问能锁，然后另外有一个这个东西会给我答案，然后如果说你问话头的话，你就是脑子空空的去问这个话头，好像期待这个话头给你答案，然后是这个样子的嘛？因为我们还没听到。
No, 你跟他说就是你要想知道。就是你要想知道到底什么是无，这个无到底是什么，你要想知道，然后那个想知道的待会后面我们会讲到，就是整个话头的一个层次。
So we haven't talked about that yet, so we just describe how to use 话头 at first. There's a stage of using 话头, and during each stage, what kind of mindset you're going to engage in asking 话头, recite or asking or investigate or watch. So, and we haven't up to that yet. So there is how you do it. So in the first, it seems like asking 话头, but we're going to explain later.
Okay.
You're welcome.
所以呢，真正的这个答案呢，它没有办法是你用你想象的，还有呢，你用语言或文字来表达的。所以真正的答案是可以破除我们无明执着的，这个才是话头真正给你的答案。
So the real answer and cannot use any thoughts, language, words to describe. And so, and the main thing is that this 话头 and can break ignorance and dispel abiding attachment. That is the real answer.
Okay. 所以呢，既然没有答案，那师父问说，我们还要不要继续参？
Since there's no answer, and 师父 asking us, are you still going to continue to ask 话头？ Of course.
Yes. 所以呢，我们还是要继续用。Why?
So we're going to continue to use the 话筒 method. Why is that?
好，因为呢，师父说，用话筒呢，这个禅修的方法呢，这个就是我们在修行的功夫。功夫到了呢，就算呢，哎，有没有答案都不是问题。
Because using 话头, this 话头 method is the effort of a practice. So when you're exerting the effort and to a certain level, and the answer, you have an answer or not, it's not important anymore. It's not a question anymore.
Okay. 也许有答案，但也许呢根本没有答案。但是呢，修行的功夫呢却成熟了。
Asking 话头, maybe there is an answer, maybe there's no answer at all. But by practicing, by exerting the effort of practicing 话头, and that effort and then become a proficient.
接着呢，我们要来认识这个基本的话头到底是什么。
So next we're going to talk about the basic understanding of investigating 话头。
师父说呢，话头呢，它只是一个方法，好，它不是道理，然后呢，也不是要我们去写文章，或者是要我们去做辩论，好，那更不要呢去分析话头，或者是解释话头。
So, 师父 said, 话头 is just merely a method. It's just a simple method. It's not some theory. It's not something and to write some article. It's not and used to engage in debates. And so, do not and to analyze, do not to explain this 话头。
那如果说当我们去用方法用话头的时候呢，你去分析，然后呢，你去解释这一句你正在使用的话头呢，往往有很多的人呢，他会产生一种症状，就是头会发胀，然后呢，头会痛。
So use this analytical mind to analyze, to explain this 话头. A lot of time and people has this physical symptom to arise, and their head actually become aching and then a very stuffy feeling.
好，所以呢，有上述的这几个状况的时候呢，那你容易产生两种症状。那我们要怎么来看哈？会有产生哪两种的症状？
So if you use your analytical mind to analyze, to explain 话头, your head is going to experience some pain and stuffiness, that kind of symptom. So what really are the symptoms we talk about in the head now?
那会产生呢，第一个你会变得神经质，因为你呢一直用脑一直去分析，这是不对的方法。你会变得神经质呢，同时呢，你也会让你的头呢发胀发痛。
So one thing is you're gonna become some neurotic, and then you're gonna become some anxious, and also it's gonna cause a headache.
所以呢，正确用话头的方法的时候呢，是我们不要去想。那不要去想呢，但是你的心是保持在一个你想要知道的这个心来参话头，同时呢要很清楚放松。好，所以呢，并且呢，我们要呢 有这个决心哦，就是我们用话头的时候，我们要这个决心，就是你用话头是要来粉碎你的这个妄想杂念的哦。
So, when you are investigating 话头 and do not use the analytical mind and to analyze, it's actually using this relaxed way and in a very clear way and to, investigating 话头. And this 话头 is to use to shatter your distracting thought and your wandering thought and let those distracting thought and wandering thought has no place to hide and no place to go.
所以呢，在这个明朝末年的四大师里面，其中有一位呢是憨山大师。憨山大师呢，距离我们现在大概470几年，哦，是明朝末年的大师。那他呢，在当时的明朝末年呢，他提出了这个参话头的6个原则。在当时明朝末年就非常的受用，就400多年前，那当时很受用，到了现在呢，400多年以后呢，还是很受用。这6个原则，参话头的6个原则，那师父说呢，同时呢，在未来呢，一样很受用。
So in the end of the Ming Dynasty, and there was a four patriarch. Master Han San is one of the patriarch. The end of the Ming Dynasty about 470 years ago. So Master Han San bring forth and give it this sixth principle of investigating 话头. And in the past, during that time, it's very useful.And until now, still very useful. And Shifu said that in the future, still going to be very useful.
那我们来看看呢，憨山大师提出哪六个参话头的原则。
So what are the six principles of investigating 话头？
第一个，不得贪求玄妙。
First of all, not greedily seek for mysterious experiences.
贪求玄妙，师父说这个玄呢，有分理论上的跟宗教的玄妙。那理论上的就是不，大概就是这个宇宙的一些理论，还有哲学的理论。那宗教体验上的玄妙呢，就是呢神通，就是我们一般讲的神通。
So, what is the means of this mysterious experience? And it could be on the theoretical or religious. On the theoretical means some universe theory principle or some philosophical principle. And religious means a supernatural power.
所以有的人学禅修呢，他是想要知道过去式的种种齁。他想要求神通，比如说他想要知道一些看不见的东西，或者是他以前不知道的事情，齁，所以想要求这些神通的经验，齁，师父说这些都是很危险不对的，齁。
So some people learn Chan method and they want to be able to know their past life and they want to gain this supernatural power to know and something they don't know, to see something they don't see. 师父 said this is very dangerous.
好，所以呢，从前呢，在有一间寺院，那有一个弟子呢，跟师父提出说，他要到这个山上呢，去闭关。好，那在闭关就是离他们的这个寺院呢没有多远的地方，所以当他去闭关的时候呢，他还是每天可以呢回到寺院去吃饭。那有一阵子呢，就没有再看到这个闭关的弟子呢出现吃饭。好，所以呢，他的师父就开始想说，诶，怎么这一阵子都没有看到他下来吃饭？然后呢，这个师父就去关心他，然后他就跟他的师父说，哦，我这一阵子因为很用功，所以都有天人送饭给我吃。
So, and back then there was a story. In this monastery, there's a disciple and engaged in solitary retreat. And it's in the back of the monastery, which is not too far from the monastery. So each day, even though this person, this disciple, is very diligently practice solitary retreat. So during the meal time, and he still go down to the monastery to eat with everybody else. And after a while, and the shifu and actually did not see this disciple and come to eat with everybody else. So he was wondering what happened. So he went to where he has a solitary retreat and to see what's going on. And then, so the disciple answered, "Well, shifu, I was practiced very diligently, very hard. And then, therefore, there's a heavenly being and come down to give me offer for the food."
那师父呢，就大声地呵斥这个弟子，你人不做呢，去做鬼。
So the shifu is scolding this disciple. Wow, you know, you don't want to be a human and then you become a ghost now?
师父就跟他说放下，好好的把心呢放在这个方法上。
That 师父 is telling the disciple, let it go, pay all your attention on the practice.
好，从此之后呢，还有没有天人送供？就没有天人送供了哈。对，就是我们上一堂第一堂课讲的哈。佛来佛展，魔来魔展。一般人会觉得天人送供的是好现象，殊胜，其实都不是。所以这个师父把它归类，这个憨山大师呢，把它归类这个就是在贪求，因为你有贪求这个心哦，所以你参话头呢也不会得理。
So, and the shifu, and of course, and scolding this disciple. So he, and become diligent just to practice and not expecting anything. So of course, afterwards, there's no heavenly being and make offer to this disciple. So this is precisely what we mentioned about last week. So when you encounter Buddha,kills the Buddha. When you encounter demon, kills the demon. So, and a lot of people may think, and the heavenly being come down to make offer to you, it's such a surpass experience, such a wonderful experience. This is actually precisely is your greedy mind and to expect to want this mysterious, to want this mysterious experience.
这是贪求玄妙。那第二个呢是不得将心待物。好。
The second is not to expect enlightenment.
师父说呢，我们修行的时候呢，不要你的心呢老是想着，哎，我用这个话头呢，我就是要开悟的。
So, Sifu said that. So, when you are using 话头, don't keep thinking and pondering on, oh, I'm using this 话头 because I want to gain enlightenment.
所以呢，如果是这样子呢，永远没办法开悟，因为没有悟可以开。
Because if you keep thinking in this mind, keep pondering and like this, this kind of attitude is totally wrong. Because there's no enlightenment to be attained.
所以呢，用话头的时候呢，就只是用话头一直用下去，然后呢，不要想说我要开悟。
So when you practicing 话头, just keep practicing and keep practicing. Don't keep thinking about, oh, I want to gain enlightenment, I want to gain enlightenment. Just keep using the method.
好，曾经呢，在禅堂师父指导禅期的时候，有一个禅众呢，他呢一直莲香，坐着坐着一整天都可以不用起来。师父呢就拿着香板走过去哈，要测试一下这个禅众。到底方法状况身心状况到了什么样的程度齁。结果呢师父就啪香板打下去齁。然后你们猜猜他的反应是什么？很生气。有没有很高兴的？
啊 So, this is a story and happened, and during the retreat while Shifu was leading. And this, one particular, participant, and it's been sitting, very, steady, very well, whole day. And, instant after instant. So, Shifu was wondering how is this person's condition and state. So, and Shifu and come over and, to test him. And so Shifu used the incense stick, strike on the, person. Guess what happened? What kind of reaction now this disciple, this retreatant has?
结果呢，这个禅众的反应呢，回过头很生气，看着师父，就跟师父说：“师父，你为什么用香板打我？我已经觉得我快要开悟了，你把我的悟打散了。”
So actually, this retreatant and participant, he was really angry. He's staring at Shifu. Shifu, why you hit me? I was this close about to gain enlightenment. The moment you strike on me, everything just shatter away.
所以呢，这个香板一测试呢，就知道这个禅众他的身心状况，他就是在冷水泡石头的状况，因为呢，非常的安定安逸。
So.By striking the incense stick on this retreatant, and Shifu know this person's state and condition. And this person, it may sit in this ease and then peaceful state. And he actually is precisely cold water soaking the rocks.
所以呢，师父说呢，他这个方法呢不对。所以如果说呢，他回头呢，看着师父是微笑的表情呢，哎，就表示他方法用得很好。
So this retreatant the reaction and gave the answer about what kind of state he's in. So if on the contrary, and this retreatant and turn around and give Shifu a gentle smile, and then Shifu will know he's in the right state of a mindset, and he's practicing 话头 properly.
Okay. 第三个呢，不得祈求妙果。
The third one is not to expect a wondrous result.
好，这个不得将心待物跟不得祈求妙果两个是有相关联的齁。你开悟之后呢，你想要怎么样？正果啊，有没有？然后呢，正贤啊，正圣这样子齁。所以这两个是有连带关系的齁。正果呢，我们常常在佛经上，就是佛陀的时代，不是啊，善来比丘，有没有？佛只要跟他说善来比丘，然后他就虚法自若，然后呢就证阿罗汉，有没有？这是在佛陀的时候，而且佛陀时候常常就是很容易就可以证果，出果、二果、三果、四果，哦，这个果不是水果的果。
So, the third one, and not to expect a wondrous result, and actually is in accordance with the second one, and not to expect enlightenment. So, and after gain enlightenment, and then gain a fruition, and so it may be gain a sagehood and a sainthood. So, and during the Buddha time, and there's a story, and Buddha see a bhikkhu coming over, so he was saying, ah, this wholesome come, bhikkhu is here. So this wholesome come, and after the person heard that, was Buddha said that, and he's regular clothes, and it just shattered off, his hair and just fall off, and he become monastic and attained the fruition. So this was the story. So, so do not and expect some wondrous result, and do not expect enlightenment.
所以呢，现在市面上不是都有说他是证的什么果，是什么几地菩萨，或者是什么某某佛再来？这都是有问题的，因为呢，真正的正果或者是开悟的人呢，他并不会承认，他不会承认他是有开悟，然后呢，他是有正果的。
So now these days you heard people, oh, I attain some fruition. I actually is a what stage of bodhisattva? Oh, I'm even attain a Buddhahood. So when people tell you that, do not believe them, because the person really gained the fruition and really attained a Buddhahood, and they will not admit they already attained that.
所以呢，师父有告诉我们一个重点哦，大圣的佛法呢。他其实不重视正果，他重视的是什么 ？Yes, body mind.
So, 师父 tell us that's the key point. So, in Mahayana Buddhism, we not emphasize attaining the fruition or attaining the Buddhahood, and we actually emphasize on the body mind.
除了菩提心呢，还有呢，出离心。
Besides body mind, what else?The renunciation.
好，第四个呢，不可自生疑虑。
The fourth one is not to give rise to suspicion.
好，这个疑虑是什么呢？就是怀疑自己，怀疑自己可不可以修行，还有呢，怀疑你的师父，怀疑你的老师。他到底可不可以教我这个禅修方法？还有呢，怀疑你用的这个方法，就是你对这个方法起的怀疑，你不相信它可以帮助你。还有呢，最重要是你不相信三宝，怀疑三宝。
So this is suspicion. Doubting, but it's not the same doubt with the 话头. It's just a suspicion. And you're doubting about, can I practice? You're doubting about your 师父, and you're doubting about the method. And then the main thing is you're doubting the three jewel.
好，如果呢，你起了这些怀疑心呢，你修的这个方法呢，都不会成就。
So since you give a rise to the mind of doubting about all these methods and practice and your 师父, so whatever you practice, it will not be effective.
所以呢，修行一定要相信三宝，然后呢，要相信自己可以修行，还要相信你的师父，指导你的师父，指导你的老师，还有相信你所用的这个方法，一定可以帮助你解脱。
So when you practice, you need believing, have a faith in the three jewel, have the faith in yourself, you can practice, and have a faith in your 师父, your master, and have faith in the method you are using.
第五个呢，不得生恐怖心。
The fifth one, and not to give a rise to fear.
好，这恐怖心呢，你们觉得是来自自己的还是来自环境的？都是先从自己升起，内心升起，对对，好。这恐怖心呢，就是我们在修行的时候呢，会产生一种恐惧，恐惧就是说，哎，我这样做下去，会不会有魔来干扰我？会不会有人从后面拿绳子，来绑住我？
So this fear, where do you think this fear coming from? Coming from yourself or coming from the outside environment? Main thing is coming from ourselves. So, and during the practice, and then you may fear, and if I keep sitting like this, what's going to happen to me? And then while I'm sitting, and maybe somebody and coming from behind me and use the rope to tie me up,
这种恐怖心的升起呢，它会干扰我们修行。
So, and when you give a rise to the fear, and it's going to interrupt our practice.
好，我曾经哦，在法鼓山的这个官房闭关哈、哦，闭关就是有一天晚上，那因为我们不是闭关都一直打坐，我们也是会拜忏哈。那有一天晚上，我就在拜这个大悲忏哈。他拜着拜着就觉得，哎，这样拜着奇怪，怎么都觉得好像背后越来越凉。 背后越来越凉哈、哦，想说嗯，难道是很有感应吗哈、哦？然后这个时候会不会升起恐怖心？因为官房就是小小的哈、哦，一间木头的房子，然后就只有你一个人，然后在森林里面啊哈、哦，就是在一个森林里面哈、哦。后来呢？后来我怎么做？我心念就想说，哦、那欢迎大家一起拜大悲餐。结果这个恐怖的心呢，哎，就没了，因为有观世音菩萨的加持，还有呢，当时正在持大悲咒。
So let me share my own experience. And I was in Damajuan Mountain and engaged in a solitary retreat. This solitary retreat, and actually it's a small wooden house in the back in the forest. So besides the sitting meditation, I also engage in repentance practice. So I was doing a great compassion dharani. Repentance practice. So, and that's in the nighttime. So while I was doing the prostration, I feel in my back is getting colder and colder, and this is like chill feeling and coming from my back. So, and does that give a rise to the fear? Probably. And because I'm by myself in this small wooden house in the middle of the forest. It's just me. And where this cold and chillness coming from? So, and why I'm thinking about it. And so I say, all right. So, in my mind, I just say, welcome everybody to do the great compassion dharani with me. Let's practice together. So, and because I have that kind of mindset, my fear is going away. And then also, and I'm doing a great compassion dharani because with the protection of a Guanyin Bodhisattva, and so, and I do not have a fear anymore.
所以这是内心的恐惧、哦、还有一种恐怖呢，是你身体带来的恐怖，就是呢，你整个这个禅修密集的状态，你会觉得说，我这样子坐下去，我的腿啊，会不会痛的都断掉？这是一种身体的恐惧。
So, and that's the fear arising from inside of the mind. And also there's a fear arising from your physical condition. And some people may wonder, if I keep sitting like this, and this is excruciating pain in my legs, and am I gonna, my leg is, from now on, is gonna be dysfunctional, is gonna be broken by this pain.
通常呢，小餐的时候呢，如果呢，这个禅宗问师父说这个腿很痛啊什么什么怎么办啊，师父就会跟他说，你现在还有两条腿可以盘，那以后变成四条腿八条腿的时候就没办法修行了齁。
So a lot of time in the retreat and the people and ask this question during the interview, 师父 my legs are in this excruciating pain, what should I do? Guess what 师父 answer them?You're lucky you still have two legs and can sit in a cross-legged position. And in the future, your leg become 4, 10, or 8, and then you can't even engage in this sitting meditation anymore.
所以这恐怖心呢，都是来自于身体跟内心的。第六个呢，坚定的信心。
So this, you can see this fear is coming from the body and mind. So the sixth is resolute faith in mind.
好，坚定的信心就是呢，佛告诉我们呢，因为呢，他也是从人，然后呢，不断的修行成佛的，所以呢，只要我们愿意依循着佛教我们的方法呢，我们一样可以成佛。所以呢，这个坚定的信心就是我们用这个话头这个方法呢，我们也一样可以解脱烦恼成佛。
So and this resolute faith means when Buddha tell us, so he used to be a person. When he practiced and he achieved Buddhahood, so and we can do the same thing.
这是憨山大师的参话头的六个原则，哈、哦。 对于我们现在参话头是非常好用受用的，所以我们只要掌握这六个原则呢，参话头呢就很安全。
So that's the sixth principle and from Master Han San. So if you follow this sixth principle to engage in investigating 话头, practicing 话头, so and it will be safe.
Okay. 接着我们来看哦，师父提出话头呢，它有四个层次。
So next we're going to see the stages of the four stages of investigating 话头。
哪四个层次呢？第一个呢是念话头，再来是问话头，第三个是参话头，第四个是看话头。
So what are the four stages? The first is reciting the 话头, the second is asking the 话头, the third is to investigate the 话头, the fourth is to watch the 话头。
好，我们从第一个来看念话头。念话头在中国的这个历代祖师没有提出来，所以这个念话头是圣严师父第一个提出来的哈。那为什么师父会把它提出来念话头？因为刚开始我们用话头的时候呢，你还是有很多的妄念啊、杂念，所以你必须要先念这个话头，念着念着呢，让你的这个烦恼妄想呢比较少之后，心比较安定之后呢，你才可以比较容易用话头这个方法。
So let's talk about each of the stages. The first, reciting the 话头. This is actually coming from Master Sheng Yan. And the past patriarch did not bring out this method. So what does it mean, reciting the 话头? So when you start engaging in 话头 practice, you may have a lot of wandering thoughts, a distracting thought. Your mind is all scattered all over the place. So before you can actually really engage in 话头, just recite the 话头. And by reciting and reciting, and gradually your body and mind is going to calm down, so you'll be able to use the 话头 method.
所以当你的心很安定之后呢，你不能停留在这个安定的原点。
So after your mind is become, it becomes settled, you cannot just abiding in that kind of state.
那不能停留要做什么？好，接着呢，就是你要对你选的这一句话头，你要产生想知道的心。
So since you cannot stay in or stuck in that peaceful and settled in body and mind, so what do you do? And the next, you need to give a rise to this questioning mind and for the 话头 you pick. So you want to know, there's a wanting mind to want to know the answer.
所以呢，举个例，什么是我？你就一直很想知道。你就一直很想知道，然后在问的这个进入第二个层次问话头的这个层次的时候，他还是会有一些妄念，但是你的这个想知道的心呢还是继续持续着，但是还是会有一些妄念进来。
So and with this wanting to know questioning mind, so you're asking the 话头. So during that asking, it may be some wandering thought and distracting thought and seeping in.
好，当这个想知道呢渐渐的变大变浓的时候呢，就是整个笼罩你整个人的时候呢，你就会变成进入一个大移情。那这个大移情呢，就是进入到第三个层次参话头。
So this wanting to know, this wanting to know, this driving force, and then you are leading you into this second stage, asking 话头. By keep asking 话头 with this wanting to know mind, and then your doubt sensation and become stronger and stronger and then more dense, and then you give a rise to this great doubt sensation, and then you enter in the next stage investigating 话头。
所以这个整个大移情笼罩着整个你的时候呢，你这个时候呢没有时间跟空间感，还有呢你做任何事呢，你都不觉得你有做任何事，就是你的心里 只有想知道这个大疫情。
So when you're engulfed by this gray dull sensation, gray dull mass, and everything, anything is 话头, you lose the sense of space and time. So anything is 话头, everything is 话头, you are totally engulfed in the 话头。
好，那整个大疫情笼罩之后呢，直到呢有一个善知识帮助你呢，比如说像我们第一堂课有提到虚云老和尚，他被这个热水烫到，结果呢茶杯掉到了地上，啪一声，结果呢他这个疫情呢爆炸破裂，同底脱落，所以呢他就开悟了。
So you've been engulfed by this a great dull mass, and then you just want to know the answer of 话头. You just want to know the answer of 话头. So wait until one moment and or one teacher and giving you this opportunity. So everything is shattered away. And last week we gave an example of a Master Xu Yun. So when he engaged in investigating Hua Tou, so at night time and people filling up his cup and with boiling water, and the water splashed on his hand, so he dropped the cup. That shattering sound and give him this great enlightenment, shatter everything away and shatter this great dull mass, and at that moment he gained enlightenment and see his nature.
就像师父30岁的时候不是到台湾来从军吗，然后有一天到高雄去参访一间寺院，然后刚好呢寺院的这个疗房全部都满了，必须呢他要跟一位老和尚同一间疗房，然后这个老和尚呢就是谁，灵源老和尚，对，他就跟了当天的晚上呢，他就跟这个灵源老和尚提出了师父的很多的疑问，他从小到现在就是很多的疑问，然后呢虚云老和尚就一直问他还有吗还有吗还有吗，结果师父继续说，说到最后呢这个灵源老和尚呢就一拍这个床板放下，然后师父呢就同底脱落。
Another story is our 师父, and in the early age and about 30, and 师父went to Taiwan and he was in the military, and so he went to visit this monastery. At that night time he staying over the monastery, but all the room are filled up, and so he end up in sharing the room with this old monk. And this old monk is Master Ling Yuan. So, 师父, because used that opportunity and keep asking Master Ling Yuan a lot of questions. And since he was young, until he grow up, he keep asking question after question. So Master Ling Yuan patiently say, oh, do you have any more question? Any more? So, 师父 just keep asking. And all of a sudden, and Master Ling Yuan hit on the board of the bed. Let it go! So at that moment, and everything shattered away, and at that moment, and 师父will see his nature.
好，所以呢，第三个层次参话头呢，就是你同底脱落之后呢，见性了之后呢，才能进入到第四个层次。第四个层次就是看话头，哦，看话头就是看着他，是你开悟了之后呢，开悟了之后还会不会有烦恼？会，还会有。那要如何？开悟的时候还是会有。那你如何保任这个开悟明心见性的心？吼，师父说就是要用这个话头呢，来让这个开悟的心呢，不要再染上一些尘埃啊污染，吼，所以要保任它，就像我们照顾一个盆栽一样，哦，我们就要让它晒太阳，然后让它浇水，哦，这样子。所以呢，开悟后的看话头的层次呢，就是你要照顾好你这个明心见性的心。
So after this great Tao mass shattered away, and you gain your enlightenment and see your nature, and then you enter to the next stage, watching the Hua Tou. So, and do you think people enlightened still have vexations? Yes. So how do you maintain enlightenment and not being defiled by a vexation and then all the dust? And so it's to use this Hua Tou continuously to maintain your mind in this Hua Tou, in the pureness. And just like you taking care of plant, and so you continuously and give a sunlight, give a water, and take care of the plant.
好，以上呢是参话头的四个层次。好，接着我们来看参话头应该要具备什么样子的态度。
So that's the fourth stage of investigating Hua Tou. So next we're going to see what kind of attitude of investigating the Hua Tou.
参了话头，参了老半天都没有答案，而且呢，师父说。任何答案都不是都是错的，那还要继续用下去吗
？So since you are practicing Hua Tou for a long time, there's no answer, and any answer you come up with is erroneous. Should I still continue practicing the Hua Tou?
好，我们不是要上这个动物或昆虫课哦。好，我们呢，这个图片呢是中国这个。禅宗呢有一个譬喻齁、哦、就叫参话头呢你要呢像这个蚊子齁、哦、上面右上这个是蚊子齁、哦、叮什么铁牛一样齁、哦、蚊子呢通常会叮人嘛齁、哦、还有叮这个动物那叮这个动物它有血可以吸对不对齁、哦、它就可以吃饱饱的齁、哦、那蚊子如果叮呢这一只牛是铁做的有没有血可以吸没有那没有怎么办？所以呢，师父说呢，我们参话头要像蚊子叮铁牛的精神，要学习这个蚊子的精神，哈、哦，它的精神就是永不放弃。然后呢，叮呢就是叮在同样这个位置，然后都不改变位置，然后一直叮下去。
So you see this picture is not because we are in a biology class and trying to show you something. And this is actually in Chan school, there's a parable. So, and when you're engaging in investigating Hua Tou, using Hua Tou method, it usually like this mosquito and keep biting on this iron ox. So mosquito biting on human or animal because they want to suck the blood to remain alive. But, and the mosquito and just keep biting on this iron ox, he think that there's a blood can suck. So unfortunately there's none. But still the mosquito doesn't give up. He keep biting and biting and biting and keep hitting in the same position over again. So we want to learn from this spirit from the mosquito. Keep using the Hua Tou over again. Continuously, never give up.
所以呢这个蚊子一直叮下去、哦、我们要学习它永不放弃的精神。叮着叮着呢，牛不见了。
So you, we want to learn from this mosquito, the spirit of a mosquito. Keep biting and biting and biting and never give up. So after a while, this iron ox disappear.
蚊子呢，也不见了。所以牛跟蚊子都怎么了？都不见了。
So and after a while, this mosquito disappeared too. So and both the iron ox and the mosquito, they both disappear.
这个譬喻呢，就是说牛呢就是话头，蚊子呢就是你。好、哦，哎，对不起，蚊子就是我们。好，蚊子呢就是比喻我们。那牛屎呢就是哎、欸、你已经用着用着已经用掉你已经开悟不需要这个方法了哈。然后呢用的这个不需要这个牛已经消失就是方法已经不见了之后呢我们呢也消失了。那我们消失是指说我们的自我中心消失了意思哈。
So, this parable means that the iron ox actually is the 话头. So the mosquito is us. So, and, after a while, and then you keep using the 话头, investigating the 话头, and, you gain enlightenment. And, so you do not need this, you can let go of your method. And so after a while, and, the mosquito disappear. Mosquito is our self-centeredness. After you gain enlightenment, the self-centeredness is disappear.
所以呢，师父提出的参话头呢，它有四个层次啊。第一个呢，参话头态度呢，我们时时要让我们的心呢，保持在出发心的状态。出发心呢，就是你随时呢，就是像刚开始修行一样，不论呢你是呢老参或者是新学，就是要每一炷香呢，时时刻刻你都保持新的开始。
So, and the next is the technique of investigating 话头. First of all, and the attitude of a beginner mind. So, and every single sitting, every single instant period, and it's like a new, it's a brand new beginning. So you remain that beginner's mind on every single practice.
好，那第二个呢，是活在当下，全部身心用话头。那活在当下呢，是我们禅修一个基本原则，好，就是呢，没有在当下呢，都是在什么时候？都在过去，还有在未来，好，所以呢，活在当下是禅修的一个基本原则。
So the second is to live it in the present moment and engage in 话头 practice. So, and living on the current moment, living in the current moment is the basic principle of practicing any meditation. And so if we don't keep our mind at the present moment, so, and then we are drilling in the past and in the future.
好，那什么叫全部身心用话头？
So what do you mean your whole body and mind engaging in 话头 practice?
全部的身心就是你不管你的身体，还有呢，不管环境对你造成的任何的一些种种的刺激影响，就是呢，不管身体，不管环境，然后呢，你将你所有的身心呢，投入在这一句话头上。
So what do you mean in engaging your body and mind in 话头? So that means that you don't care about your physical condition, the discomfort, and you don't care about this disturbance from the external environment. So all your focus attention is wholeheartedly in engaging in the practicing 话头.
第三个呢，提起话头就是修行。
The third, and pick up 话头 is the practice.
好，那什么叫提起哈？
So what does it mean pick up?
好，没在话头上，都在什么上？妄念上。好，那你察觉到，哎，你好像没在话头上，或者是呢，你看了免费的这个电影呢，好像有一阵子了哈。这个时候呢，哎，你突然想到，哎，我要回到方法话头上。这个时候呢，师父说，就是在修行。
So what it mean pick up 话头? So if your mind is not practicing 话头, what are you practicing? Wandering thoughts and distracting thoughts, right? So and you're making all this all free movie in your head, and you entertain yourself with this free movie, and all of a sudden you realize, oh.I'm engaging in the practicing of this deluded thought. So you turn your mind back to the 话头 and pick up the 话头, and that means pick up the method.
所以呢，在六祖坛经也有提到，烦恼即菩提。当你察觉你有烦恼的时候，你再回到方法，这就是菩提。
So therefore, in sixth patriarch platform sutra, it says, and the vexation is bodhi. So when you are realizing that you have vexation that defile your mind, you turn your mind back, and that means you're going back to the bodhi.
第四个呢，心念随时安住于方法上。
The fourth, your mind is abiding in the method of practice, the method of 话头.
好， 这个第四个呢层次呢，就是告诉我们随时随地，你走路，你吃饭，你睡觉，然后呢你做什么呢，你的心念随时呢可以提起这句话头呢，就等于你的心呢都在这个方法上。
So it means that anytime, anywhere, whatever you do, walking, eating, sleeping, you're always engaging in 话头 practice. You're always using the 话头。
所以呢，修行的态度呢，就是这四个态度。
These are the four technique and to practice 话头。
好，接着呢，我们要进入话头的禅法。那参话头呢，有哪一些方式？
So next we're going to talk about more about the technique of practicing 话头。
好，第一堂课我们说话头就是什么宝剑？金刚王宝剑。哈，金刚王宝剑呢，它可以摧毁一切，但却不被任何东西所摧毁。哈，那今天第二堂我们要讲什么？火山的故事。好，话头呢就像一座活火山。哈，那这个雪花，大家看到这个雪花吗？好，雪花呢就像我们这个成片成团的很多的这个烦恼无明，那这一些烦恼无明就像雪花一样呢，遇到了这个活火山呢，它会怎样？对，雪花就会消失，然后呢还会蒸发，连水汽都没了，对不对？好，所以呢话头呢就是有这个作用，它就像一个活火山，可以呢把我们的这些烦恼啊、妄想啊、杂念呢把它粉碎掉。
So the first class, last week we talked about 话头 is like a diamond sword. Diamond sword is extremely strong and can cut off all the vexation and the ignorance. And today, we're going to use volcano, live volcano as experience. So 话头 is the live volcano. So your vexations, your ignorance, and your deluded thought, wandering thoughts, distracting thought, it's like the dense snowflake. So when the snowflake encounter this live volcano, what's going to happen? And they all melted, and they melt everything. And not only the snowflake, even any vapor and any water drop, it's all going to melt away. So, and using 话头is like this, and the volcano, the fire can melt away all your vexation, ignorance, wandering thought and deluded thoughts.
Okay. 所以呢，话头的方式呢有分两种哦，一种呢是紧的方式，一种呢是松的方式。
So, applying the technique, and there's two approaches. One is intense approach, and the other one is relaxed approach.
那我们来看哦，什么叫紧的方式
？So what it mean is the intense approach.
好，大家有看到这个冰块吗？这个冰块叫无始以来的冰块。
You see this ice, right? This ice is frozen since the time without beginning.
还有看到这个铁锤吗？哦。我还特别去找这个铁锤。好，那铁锤呢就是话头，冰块呢就是我们无始以来的这个无明。那紧的方式怎么用？就是用这个铁锤呢不断的敲，不断的锤，一直锤，把这一整块无始的冰块呢把它锤碎。
So the ice is frozen and since the time without beginning. That's our ignorance. So this hammer is the 话头. So, and this intense approach is to use this hammer, this 话头, hammer away all the ice piece by piece, piece by piece. This ignorance, this time without beginning.
好，把它锤碎之后呢，让它连水都蒸发掉，所以呢，这个是紧的方式。那紧的方式，师父有提到哈，就是如果说你本身有心脏病、高血压，或者是 你的身心是比较紧张的人呢，你就比较不适合用紧的方式。
So, keep hammering away all the ice and until even the water and the vapor all disappear. And so this is the intense approach. So as Sifu mentioned, so if your health condition is not great, you may have some heart issue, you may have some high blood issue, and you are a nervous kind of person, anxious kind of person, do not use this method.
最紧的方式呢它很耗体力，所以呢，撑话头的人本身，你要具备你身体是比较健康、比较没有病的哈。所以，因为撑话头很耗体力哈，所以都要多吃两碗饭。因为撑话头哈，到了晚上哦，真的整个人都会哦很累哈。这个就是用很紧的方式，而且紧到最后，你甚至可以听到你的这个心跳的声音。
So when you use this intense approach, and your body condition has to be in tip-top shape. So that's why it use a lot of energy to exerting on this practice. So Fa Shi was saying, so you better eat a couple more bowls of rice and to replenish your energy. Because at the night time, and then you actually become weak. And because this intense approach, and sometimes you can even your own heartbeat.
所以呢，我们休息呢要松紧呢，要调的得当哈、哦。觉得太紧了，哎，你就稍微放松一下。接着我们来介绍松的方式。那什么叫松的方式呢？好，有一个譬喻，就像你用扇子呢补羽毛，好、哦，就是呢，你看这个天空呢飘下了这个一片羽毛的时候，你想要接它的时候呢，如果呢你的这个手劲呢很大很用力呢，是不是没办法接？而且呢，这个羽毛会越飞越远哦。那你要怎么接？就是让它轻轻的落在你的这个扇子上面哦。那落在这个扇子上面呢，你要保持着这个羽毛呢停留在这个扇子上面呢，然后你是不是停留着哦？是你还是要移动的，你还是要慢慢移动它。那这个移动的同时呢，你的羽毛呢还是可以继续停留在扇子上，好，这就是松的方式。
So, what is a relaxed approach? So, in the Chan school, and we use this analogy, you're using a fan to catch your feather. And so you see this feather dropping from the sky. So you use this fan to catch this feather. So if you use a lot of strength to swing the fan, and the feather is going to even fly further away. So you have to gently use the fan to catch the feather. And let this feather gently drop on your fan, and then let the feather stay on the fan while you're moving the fan around. So using this method is the analogy, and to use this relaxed approach.
所以呢，心呢还是很绵密的，很轻松的，用这个话头，很不用力的。还是一样可以用这个话头。
So, using relaxed approach, your mind is still constantly and engaged in the 话头 practice, but you're not using exerting a lot of force engaging in the 话头 practice.
好，接着我们进入正确的话头问法。
So, what is the correct way to ask 话头？
有人问师父，话头可以反过来问吗？
And some people ask 师父， and can we ask 话头 in the reverse order?
好，什么叫反过来问？我们举两个例子，一个呢是什么是无，然后一个是念佛的是谁，这两句话头。
So we're going to give an example, and for these two 话头, and the first, what is wu, and the second, and who is recite the Buddha's name?
好，什么是wu呢？我们问什么是wu的时候呢，我们的重点会放在wu。那如果我们反过来问呢，wu是什么？它重点会落在什么？ 那如果说你的重点放在无呢，它会没办法让你有想象空间，你也没办法去解释，因为就无。那如果呢，你落在什么，你就会开始去解释，去分析无到底是什么。哦，无啊就是佛性啊，无啊就是空性啊，好，这些。
So the first, what is 无? If we ask in the reverse way, 无 is what? And the point of emphasis is totally different. What is 无? We emphasize on 无, 无. And because 无 is a meaningless phrase, so there's no room for you to imagine what's the answer. But if we reverse the order, 无 is what? Oh, what?What is this what? Oh, what? You start to analyze and you start to explain. Oh, this what maybe is the Buddha nature, maybe it's the emptiness, maybe this is so and so.
第二个举例呢，念佛的是谁？这个念佛的是谁？是问你的这个法身的离体，哦，然后问呢，这个清净的这个本性到底是什么？那如果呢，你反过来问谁在念佛，就会容易落入到自我中心，哦，这个执着分别心上面。
The second, and who is reciting the Buddha's name? And the emphasis on this Dhamma body, and what is the core of the pure nature?So if we reverse the order, reciting the Buddha is who. So who, and you end up thinking, oh, this who, maybe it's me, is whatever, is the Buddha nature, is the emptiness. So you start emphasizing a totally different point.
所以呢，不要乱改话头，哦，还是要照着这个祖师讲的，哦。
So, don't be a wise guy to interchange the order of your 话头 and then follow and the 话头 what patriot give us.
所以正确的话头问法呢，师父教我们还是有一样三个层次。第一个，认定一句话头；第二个，单提向上观照体；第三个呢，放下身心，方法呢，绵密。
So, the correct way is asking 话头 and there's a three point. The first of all, stick with one 话头. The second, pick up a 话头 upwardly and that in accordance to the body. And contemplate, illuminate, pick up. So that the third, let go body and mind, apply method seamlessly.
好，认定一句话头就是我们第一堂课有提到回去呢，选一句你觉得你最喜欢、最适合、想知道的这句话头，选定了之后不要再换。然后第二个呢，单提向上，单提呢是指就是用这句话头。那向上是什么？在禅宗里面有讲向上一着，向上一着就是指呢明心见性。那向下一着呢是指什么？无明烦恼。
So, and the first, and just stick with one 话头. So, in the last week, and I asked you to pick up one 话头. And that particular 话头, you really want to know the answer, and then stick with. And the secondly, and just only pick up a 话头 upwardly. And what do you mean, and just pick up the 话头 upwardly? Upwardly, it means in accordance with seeing the nature, it's in the body. So if you going downwardly, and downwardly, it means vexation and ignorance.
好，那单提向上之后呢，观照提。那什么是观照提？观呢，就是你在用话头这个方法，而且呢，你清楚的知道你在用这个方法，然后呢，你离开了话头这个方法，在打妄念的时候呢，你再回到话头这个方法，就是这三个层次观照体。
So what is contemplation and illumination and pick up? So andcontemplate. So, and contemplate is the method you are using. And the illumination and is clearly you know you are using this method, this 话头. And then pick up 话头. And it means when you When you contemplate, when you illuminate, and you know your mind is drifting away from the 话头, and then come back to the 话头, pick up the 话头 again.
所以呢，参话头呢，刚有提到，你要放下你自己身体的一些好的不好的觉受，还有环境的一些好的不好的觉受都要放下，然后把你的心呢放在这个方法上，绵绵密密的用。
So the lesson, let go of body and mind, apply Hua Tou seamlessly. So when you engage in Hua Tou practice, and let go any comfort, discomfort, and arise from your body and mind, and let go of all the conditions from the external environment, and then just wholeheartedly and practicing, engage in the Hua Tou practice. And let your body and mind and practice and let you practice the 话头 seamlessly.
好，那参话头呢，我们刚有提到，如果说你一直停留在念话头，然后念得很安定，然后呢身心很放松很舒服，这样子呢师父说呢不是叫在参话头，好，就是躲在无事窟里面。那参话头呢，你必须要有移情，这个移情呢才是参话头的着力点。
So, when you engage in a 话头 and when we start reciting the Buddha, reciting the 话头 and your body and mind become very calm and subtle, and then you may enjoy in that, kind of a settlement and in kind of a tranquilness. And then actually you're abiding into, this situation. So you need to proceed to the next stage, which means, investigating the 话头 and asking the 话头. So the asking the 话头, the main thing is the dull sensation. Therefore, the dull sensation is the exerting point of investigating 话头.
那我们来看齁。什么是移情齁。那怎么样制造移情？
So what is the dull sensation? How do you manifest the dull sensation?
移情呢，师父或者是教你的老师没办法给你，移情呢，必须要自己给自己。
The dull sensation is not given by your 师父, it's really coming from yourself and manifest by yourself, arise from yourself.
那制造移情的条件，师父说齁，第一个呢，你必须要认定一句话头。好，那认定这句话头之后呢，你就一直用下去，好，一直用下去，用到呢来生都可以用，一直用下去。那用下去的时候呢，不管呢有没有答案，不管有没有答案，你都继续用下去。
So, what are the conditions to manifest, the dull sensation? And the first, and just stick with one 话头, and continuous use, and, even to the next lifetime or many lifetimes, afterwards. So, regardless there's an answer, just stick with the 话头 and keep using it, keep asking.
好，那一直用下去呢，还有一个重点就是你要想知道，你要想知道什么是无。这个想知道，这个很迫切的这个心的想知道呢，你就可以进入到这个移情呢。它其实是让你的这个起自于这个生死心很切。那生死心很切是什么吼？就像你在一个房间里面吼，然后这个房间里面失火着火。那着火之后呢，你的门跟窗户呢都是关着打不开，那浓烟密布，整个都是烟，那你看不到呢这个门啊窗啊在哪里。那这个心呢，你就要想知道说，诶，我要知道这个门在哪里。可是你要想知道这个门在哪里呢，你不是只是坐在那边想门在哪里门在哪里门在哪里，师父说呢，你必须呢要付诸行动，站起来，然后你要去找这个门在哪里。
So, So the key point in of Hua Tou and about this Tao sensation is because this wanting to know mind. And this wanting to know mind, I want to know the answer. I want to know the answer. And because of the sense of urgency and of a life and birth and death. And Sifu will give an example. So if you are stuck in a small room and the small room and it was on fire, and so, and the thick smoke and cover everything, you cannot see everything, and you don't know where's the window or door and to escape from. So instead of sitting there, say, I want to know, I want to know, I want to get out of the room, but, and you're not going to go anywhere. So you have to put it into action, stand up, and then to find out where is the window, where is the door to get out. So in the put it into action.
所以这个参话头呢，就像你要逃生一样，你要找到这个逃生的门呢，才有办法呢帮助你呢离开这个什么火灾的现场。所以这个找这个门的这个同时呢，你要心呢很细很绵密的，不要急，不要慌，慢慢的找。师父说呢，像地毯式的搜索这样找，找到这个门之后呢，你才有办法逃命。所以呢，这个移情呢，起自生死心呢，就是说你对于这个生死心呢，切不切呢，你才有办法呢起这个大移情。所以呢，这个生死心呢，就像你要逃出这个火灾的这个现场一样。
So, because, you want to escape from, this fire in this room. And so, you need to find a door and find a window. So at that time, your mind need to be careful and not being hasty. And then, and not rush through everything. Step by step, and sweeping the floor and trying to find inch by inch, trying to find the door. So that's a sense of urgency to escape from the fire. And that is the motivation and of the questioning mind. That's the motivation of urgency and trying to find the answer to escape and to save your life.
所以这个生死心呢，就是我们不知道生从何来，死呢也不知道去往哪里，所以呢不知道生从何来，死从何去呢，就是因为这样子我们想知道，想知道呢就要用话头。
So the sense of urgency of a birth and death, I don't know where I came from when I was born, I don't know where I'm going to go when I die. So this kind of sense of urgency, I want to know, I want to know. And that's the way to generate this Tao sensation.
第三个呢，移情呢就是愿力。怎么说哦？是不是说呢，我们参话头呢，用这个话头呢，是生生世世的事哦。用话头呢，你这一生呢，就算没有开悟，但是这个话头的力量啊，这个移情的力量呢，它会延续到下一辈子。好，那这个下一辈子会延续到下一辈子，就是我们的愿力所感召。所以像有的人修学佛法，他学禅修也就很相应，然后 一下子呢就很容易得力。那有的人就他参加法会，法会呢他就觉得很相应很熟，尤其是有的人对于阿弥陀佛的圣号或者是大悲这些经文呢都很熟，这个意思，这个就是愿力相续。
And for the Tao sensation, is a willpower, is a determination. Because of this determination, you want to know the answer. You want to know the answer. And that will carry you from life after life and life after life. And this power, this strength is going to continue, is going. So because you have this strong determination, you have this strong willpower. So and some people, and when they engage in chan practice, meditation, and they start using hua tou, and almost immediately, and then they gain the strength, and then they very in accordance with the practice, and because this vital power may carry you from a previous life. And also some people, when they attend the Dharma service, and when they recite Amitabha Buddha, and when they study Amitabha Sutra, and they feel very in accordance with them, that also because the vital power you've been practiced before, and then continuous and carry you until now.
所以师父有说，修行呢，如果都是这样子很散漫，死后呢就像孤魂这样子游荡来游荡去。那如果说呢，你修行很精进，这个怡情很强，就算这一生没有开悟呢，你这个怡情会带到下一辈子。所以下一辈子很容易呢，你再遇到话头这个方法呢，一样很快就接轨了。
So and Shifu was saying in the practice, and if you don't practice diligently, and so after you die, you're just like a ghost and floating all over the place, and you don't know where to go. And because on the contrary, if you practice very diligently, and so in this lifetime, you may not get an answer, but it will carry you to the future life. And then so when you ever encounter the Hua Tou practice, immediately you'll be able to connect yourself into the method and then continue the practice.
好，讲了这么多呢，重点就是日常生活中呢，我们要怎么样随身带着这个话头这个方法哦。所以师父教我们在日常生活中怎么提话头，这在做什么？这个年轻的人在嚼口香糖哦。师父说呢，参话头呢就像嚼口香糖一样，刚开始嚼。哎，有味道啊，哈！嚼着之后呢，会变成什么？没有味道，好，没有味道呢，还要不要嚼？要继续嚼。师父说呢，他曾经有看过呢，有一些菩萨呢，他就是除了呢不用讲话、不用开会以外呢，他就是嘴巴一直嚼口香糖，哈，就是已经变成一种习惯，有没有？这样子嚼，哈，好。
So after we spoke this a lot and about 话头, the key point is how do you use 话头, how do you practice 话头 in daily life? So we see this picture, it's like chewing gum. And, 师父 uses this analogy. And, keep practicing 话头 in the daily life is like chewing gum. In the beginning and full of flavor, after a while, it may become tasteless. And then some people still keep chewing because it's your habit, it's your habitual tendency. You just used to chewing something in your mouth. So, asking 话头 is the same thing, and keep chewing like become your part of habit. And so for seeing some young people and, except when they're going to give a speech and talk, and then they always chewing the gum throughout the day. So asking 话头 in the daily life, it's just like chewing gum.
所以呢，用话头呢，就像这个年轻人嚼口香糖一样，变成是你生活中的一种习惯，哦，不是要你嚼口香糖，哦，是呢，比喻说呢，用话头呢，变成你生活中的一个习惯。
So, using 话头 in the daily life and, is become like a chewing gum and become part of your life and become your habit and become your habitual tendency in your life.
所以呢，日常生活中呢，就是你的心呢，要常常呢，有这个话头这一句话，要细念的这个话头，哦，然后呢，要想说还有一件大事呢，我不知道。这个大事呢，就是你生死的大事，哦，所以还有一件事情我不知道，但是我一定要知道，哦，所以我要不断的用这个话头。 还有呢，到底呢，生命的源头，这个无始以前是什么？我要知道。所以要怎么样知道呢？就是要用话头。
So, and, using 话头 in the daily life is to fix your mind on the 话头. So, because then there's a great matter of a birth and death, I don't know. I must know. I have to know. So, because with that kind of mindset, I keep using 话头. And also, I want to know. And the life source, and since time without beginning, what is it?What is it? I want to know. I have to know. And that's kind of attitude of using 话头 in the daily life.
所以呢，我们这一周的回家作业呢，叫做继续参话头，不要停哦。
So the homework I give you guys in this week, and when you go home, and continue use 话头 without stopping.
Okay. No.
Question.
So, but is there a way to use Watto practice if you're meant to do silent illumination?
他是用默照，所以我这个礼拜我们跟他讲要用话头。So, 有没有一种方法？虽然是他是参了这个默照，然后如何用话头？
他是用
默照，
而用话头。
对，他想如何用默照，虽然他的方法是这个默照。
他已经有那个默照的基础的，那用话头会更得力，因为你到了统一心的时候，话头跟默照都一样的。
So since you already have the foundation of silent illumination, so you apply 话头 is going to be easier. So when your mind reach to the unified mind, and so and you will gain more strength when you use 话头。不用话筒
OK
好什么
就是到后来呢你修行到了统一心的时候你话头跟默照都是一样的
Oh, so when your mind reach unified mind, so 话头 and then silent illumination is the same. So 他秘密的用话头，在用默照的同时。
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank
finish, you. Finish.
Thank you.